birthday, my mom and dad would say, you're another year older, another year wiser, but I still go to school to get an education. I do each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up, I want the world to know. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up with you. All grown up with you.
And now, Famous Wars in 30 Seconds presents The Revolutionary War! Stop throwing all our tea overboard, you independence-declaring rebels! Stop taxing us without representation, you king-loving scone eaters! It's project time, players! Now that you're in deep with your country's history, I want you to research your own family trees. Be creative. Go crazy. Now get out of here and learn on, young minds.
Max has to be the coolest teacher ever. This assignment actually sounds fun.
I'll do your research since you're spending Saturday teaching me how to ice skate for Nicole's party.
Don't worry about it, Checo. This project's gonna be cake. Two fincers, one family tree equals half the work.
I like the way you think, Kimmo.
Don't do that.
Call me crazy, but that kid looks kind of familiar.
Maybe because he sits next to you in every single one of your classes now. He's new.
Or because he's rolled by 26 times in the past 10 minutes. 27.
Well, it's tough being the new kid. We should reach out to him. Make him feel welcome. In case he has a pool.
Good call, Chucky. Hey, new kid. I'm Tommy.
Oh, hey, I'm Trevor. How's it going?
No complaints. You? That math test was pretty random, huh?
Wicked hard. Math's not my thing. Just out of curiosity, what's your favorite class?
It's a tie between history and science.
You are so not gonna believe this, but those are my favorites too.
Ah, no way.
See? Friends are like holidays. You can never have enough of them.
Deep. You make that up?
Nope. I got it off a greeting card.
Got the whole Finster family tree right up here. All right, let's start with my great-grandpappy Clem. He was the official pony groomer for Chachi, the first leg of the Pony Express. Oh, here's a little-known fact for you. Jim Bob Finster was one of the first school marms.
Mary Beth Finster, pilgrim, trader, gourd collector? I'll trade you this beaded necklace for 3 of your finest gourds.
Add the matching earrings, and I'll throw in these hand-carved chopsticks.
Chopsticks? Imogene Finster could shoot a hole in a nickel from 20 paces.
Watch this, boys and girls! Yeehaw! With yours truly's mark on it, this here nickel's worth... 5 yen?
Minnie Mae Finster, Queen of Bluegrass.
Kimmy, what did you find out?
I'm Japanese!
You're just figuring that out?
I just realized there's this whole side of me I've never explored.
That's nice, but what did you find out about our project?
Oh, that you're on your own.
Someone ordered a Finster shake! Draw since pharmacy put in a tapioca fountain.
Your great-grandmother was famous for cultivating the smallest bonsai trees in all of Nagoya.
No wonder I like tiny corn. What about my great-grandparents on the other side?
You mean your father's, Hiro's side of the family?
Yeah, I want to know everything.
In that case, you better call Hiro when he gets back to Japan next week. I want to show you something, Kimi-chan. Try it on. It It's almost like going back in time. Apparently very far back.
New Kid! What are you guys doing here?
We live here. What are you doing here?
I'm on my way to see this new movie, Bebe, Portrait of a Clown.
Get out! I've had that flyer for Bebe, Portrait of a Clown taped to the inside of my locker for weeks!
Anyone else find this disturbing?
Whoa, is this one of those deals where TV people stick here to decorate your room?
Check it out, my relative's from Nagoya. I'm gonna use some of these pics for my family tree. I am learning so many cool things about Japan. Did you know that most people in Japan belong to tea clubs where they go every week for ceremonies? Oh, and the white makeup that geishas wear is made out of bird poop. Here, you are officially invited to a real live Japanese tea ceremony this Saturday.
Saturday? But that's when you promised to teach me how to skate.
Oh, Chucky-san, I got so into this Japanese thing, I forgot. And I already sent out the invitations. But I can teach you right now. It's exactly like this. Only on ice.
Want me to read you the definition of exactly?
Surprising as it sounds, even I find it helps to look forward while riding.
I swear someone was following us.
This is so whack running into you here.
We're going to Kimmy's tea. Want to come?
Well, sure, why not?
Huh? And the ceremony is my way of introducing you to my Japanese culture. Haidozo.
Haidozo!
Oh! My back!
Okay, carry on. I'm fine. Knock it off, Phil.
Actually, in Japanese culture, making loud slurping sounds is a good thing.
The rules say we have to empty our bowls or we'll insult the host.
No, I am not dumping your tea. That is whey cheese.
The wagashi around.
Yo, Kimmy, is this right?
Phil, you can't use your chopsticks to point. It's an insult.
Guys, this is a revered cultural tradition, not a frat party.
Anybody order a pineapple jalapeno pizza?
Guys gotta eat.
Where's your new best friend, Tommy?
If you mean Trevor, I don't know. Have you guys noticed something off about that guy? I think maybe he's following me.
You're paranoid.
Here she comes! What do we do? Boat!
What up, Dill?
Me?
Oh, why don't you guys give Kimmy a break?
Because all she ever talks about now is Japan this, Japan that.
I just miss the old Kimmy.
Me too.
Me three, but this is who she is, so learn to live with it.
I have.
I didn't know you guys hung out here. Don't tell me that's a green apple and strawberry smoothie. Okay, now this is getting freaky.
Green apple, strawberry smoothie to go.
Gotta fly. Oh, and Tommy, am I supposed to bring anything to dinner on Friday? Your mom invited me?
You know my mom?
Yeah, she took T and me shopping for chicken jerky this afternoon.
Wait, you're calling him T now?
It's the least I can do after he adopted me as his surrogate brother.
You forgot this!
My great-uncle? No way! Yeah, I wrote it all down. Okay, bye, Dad. I love you, too.
Why are you calling Dad on the phone when he's right downstairs?
Not that Dad, my other Dad.
You know, the one who looks like me?
Oh, right. Sometimes I forget. Lose a sock. I need your footprint for my family tree. Finster feet throughout the ages. You get pink. So, when are you teaching me how to skate? Nicole's party is, let's see, soon?
Oh, Chucky, I'm just so knee-deep in research, and it's really important to me.
Well, learning to skate is really important to me.
Chucky, this is my life we're talking about.
And since you're the only person who knows Kimmy as well as I do, I thought...
Let's cut to the chase. You're having a sitch with Kimmy and need my advice.
And I'm glad she's finding her roots, but she is so busy doing stuff with that club that she doesn't have time for me.
Remember, one of the coolest things about Kimmy is that she totally throws herself into everything she does. So stop bugging. She's just doing her thing.
But we used to do things together.
So, what's stopping you now?
Nothing.
Kabuki is traditionally performed by men, but some traditions are meant to be stuffed in a shoebox and hidden under the floorboards. So, we're all performing on Kabuki night, including your families.
What's so funny?
My family, on stage, in costume, doing pretty much the most graceful dance ever invented? I don't see a problem.
Is this where I sign up for the Japanese club?
You guys met my brother?
Oh, well, this isn't the stuff that's made out of bird poop, is it?
I hope I remember the choreography.
You will. You rehearsed a gazillion times.
Dude, you're starting to freak me out.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because you dress like me, show up wherever I am, and now you're a filmmaker?
It's been a dream of mine ever since I can remember. Maybe you're the one imitating me.
Oh, yeah? Well, the real Tommy Pickles never leaves home without this.
A screwdriver in the back pocket, eh? I keep mine in front. Easy access.
And the fun just keeps on going.
Kimmy, I'm sorry I screwed up your kabuki thing. You mad?
No, especially since I was just as lame as you were. Lamer, even.
It's not a total loss. We can always cash in on our humiliation by submitting the tape to America's Dumbest Home Videos. Good night. I mean, Oyasumi.
I finished it. What do you think?
I think... You're missing some people!
Who?
Me and my dad! How come we're not on here? Don't we count?
Of course you count.
I spent days practicing kabuki, learned Japanese, even wore bird poop on my face, and I don't even get a branch on your family tree. Not even a measly twig. And let me tell you something, sister. Bird poop is a lot thicker than water.
You don't understand, Chucky. I love you, and you'll always be my brother. But the truth is, I'm not... a real Finster.
You're not a real Finster?
No, not technically.
Right, because a real Finster would have taught her brother how to skate so he won't spend an entire party on his butt risking frostbite or death by... Big Scary Ice Machine!
Sorry, I keep forgetting about that. Mushi Mushi. Hi, Kyoko.
Forget about it, I'll find somebody else. Tommy, wait up!
No, Tommy, let's hook up later. What up, team?
Konnichiwa, Tommy-san.
that freak. He is going down.
So I'm not banned from the club?
Are you kidding? Everyone thought Kabuki Night was hilarious. Thanks to your family, Little Tokyo Night sold out.
Someone ordered a Finster shake.
Duty calls. Where's Chucky? This is our bit.
Oh, he went ice skating with Susie.
Oh. Good. That means I'm off the hook.
Over here, T. I took the liberty of ordering for you. I know what you like.
Anybody order a green apple and strawberry smoothie?
I ordered a green apple strawberry smoothie.
Me too.
That was me.
That's mine. This is it, Trevor. Game over.
Game? What game? Okay. I didn't mean to steal your identity, Tommy. It just happened. I wanted instant friends and knew I could do it if I became someone new. Or rather, someone old. But just not me. I'm sorry.
Tell you what. You drop the clone act, and I'll be your first official friend.
Deal.
You done with your family tree?
Yep. You finished with your family foot?
I'm full. Don't forget your projects.
Where's my family tree?
Sorry to cut it so close, Kimmy. Something this special should be preserved, so we had it laminated. And, well, we thought you might want to put this up in your room.
My great-grandfather. Thanks, Dad. This is so awesome.
Well, it was Chucky's idea.
Thanks, Chucky. That was really nice.
I thought of it when we used to be related.
Everything work out with your double?
Yeah. And who knows? It could be fun getting to know the real Trevor. Guess I'll just have to wait and see.
I think you might have to wait a little longer.
Great-grandpa's from Italy. He did not live long, you'll see. He got stung by bumblebees when he climbed a maple tree. His son was next, his name's Fifi, and son two named after he. And so this ends my pedigree. All's left is me, myself, and me.
Big ups to Julia! I've never heard someone cram so many words into such a short song. Kimmy, let's see what you got.
Ooh. I traced my mother's side of the family back 7 generations to a town called Nagoya, Japan. And my great-grandfather was Hiroshi Takahashi, a sumo wrestling coach from Osaka. And Clem Finster from Keokuk, Iowa, the official horse groomer for Chachi, the first leg of the Pony Express. His son was Marvin Finster, and his son was Chaz Finster, owner of the locally famous Java Lava. And his son, my one and only brother, is Chucky Finster.
Savage presentation, girl! One and only brother, you're up.
Get up!
Oh, it's 5 a.m. and it's Saturday.
Nicole's party is tonight. And from what Susie said, you're going to need all the skating practice you can get.
Why don't you start being a Finster again later?
Brothers.
Keep it down in there!
Sorry, Dad.
We'll be right back. Ha ha ha!